speaking to Alex Foster van der Elst, who is the Greenpeace campaigner for the Antarctic area. And at the moment, you're undertaking a campaign down there. I guess, you know, people are familiar with the idea of Greenpeace campaigning and staging actions of various kinds. But in this case, there's a Greenpeace ship called Arctic Sunrise, which has been in the Antarctic on a different kind of mission. So can you tell us what they're doing down there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Arctic Sunrise, our ship, has been there since the start of January, and she's going to be there for about 3 to 4 months doing lots of different things. The first part of the work that the crew and campaigners on board have been doing is a lot of scientific work. So we actually used a submarine when we went down to parts of the ocean, the Antarctic Ocean, which humans have never been before, to have a look at the life down there. And this is all part of making sure that the Antarctic Ocean Commission, who are responsible for protection of the Antarctic Ocean, know what life is living in the Antarctic Ocean. It's an area which not many of us get the chance to see, which makes it difficult sometimes to understand exactly the extent to which it needs protection. So what we're trying to do is just bring more understanding and more scientific backing to the Antarctic Ocean Commission and to people around the world to see what kind of life there is. And, you know, we have beautiful penguins, majestic whales and seals, but there's also coral. And that's the key thing which we saw. Yeah. So there's coral of all different colors. And sometimes some scientists say that the life on the bottom of the Antarctic Ocean is that to rival, you know, coral reefs in other parts of the world. So we're trying to make sure that people are aware of that life there. And that's documented in when people can considering the protection of the Antarctic Ocean.
Right. So who have you actually got on that boat?
So we've had lots of different people on the ship. We have campaigners, we've got the crew who keep the ship running, scientists and celebrities on board as well. So the tour of the ship is split up into three different legs. On the first leg for January, we had an Antarctic scientist, a woman called Dr. Suzanne Lockhart, who's an expert in the Antarctic Ocean, the Antarctic ecosystem. Mm. She was going down in the submarine and taking a look at the life down there. We also had Javier Bardem, the Spanish Hollywood movie star. He went down in the submarine. Yep. And he went down in one of the submarines as well, was looking at the life down there. So a real mixture of people to really spread awareness of the importance of Antarctic Ocean protection to you know, different people all around the world.
Yes, and so they're documenting what they see, presumably in film and photos, and taking specimens as well?
Not taking specimens. So the area of the continent of Antarctica and the Antarctic Ocean, obviously there's a lot of protection around what you can and can't do in that area. So taking specimens is something which you know, we're not able to do, but also not necessarily have that need to. So we're going down into those dips.
So you're suggesting that you don't have to kill things in order to study them?
Absolutely. I think particularly, you know, when we're looking at this whole ecosystem of life and seeing all these different corals, having footage of that, having photos of that, and having scientists there who are experts in this field to be able to say, you know, this is this kind of starfish or that kind of coral, that's all that's needed to help really strengthen the case to have an Antarctic Ocean sanctuary declared in that area.
What's the reason for the sanctuary? What are the threats to the Antarctic that you're concerned about?
So at the moment, the Antarctic Ocean is relatively undisturbed. The oceans across the planet have many abuses, human-made abuses done to them, such as the effects of climate change, overfishing, plastic pollution, drilling for fossil fuels, those kind of things. At the moment, the Antarctic Ocean doesn't have as much of that going on. But what Greenpeace is really concerned around is the krill fishing industry in particular. This is an industry which is fishing for a product which human beings don't need at all. We've survived fine without it for a very long time. But there are beings on this planet which absolutely need krill to exist, and that's the Antarctic ecosystem. So krill is what's called a cornerstone species, and that means that everything in the Antarctic ecosystem relies on Antarctic krill to exist. Either they eat the krill directly or they eat something which eats the krill. So Greenpeace is concerned, especially as the krill fishing industry is looking to expand and potentially looking into go into areas which are feeding ground for seals and penguins and whales which rely on krill. So we're calling on the krill fishing industry to stop fishing in any areas of the Antarctic Ocean which are being considered to be an ocean sanctuary. And that's the ultimate aim of this campaign, to have that area protected. People, may also be aware that parts of Antarctica are melting faster than any other part in the globe. Mm. We know that area is really being affected by climate change. So while those changes are going on, we're still trying to get a grasp of how that's affecting the Antarctic ecosystem, to also have these huge ships down there sucking up the main source of food for so many of their creatures, it'll only end in disaster if we don't do something about it now.
Yeah. And I've also read about something called suction harvesting of krill. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, so the method which is most commonly used is basically like, you sort of imagine like a huge vacuum cleaner which mm-hmm. works in the water. It sucks it all up in huge, huge amounts. It keeps going for a long time to, just keep pulling in as much krill as possible.
Mm-hmm. And what do we actually use krill for?
So krill is marketed for a few different things. One being in health, like as a health food type mm-hmm. product.
Is it like fish oil sort of thing?
Yes, sort of like fish oil. So the companies which take all this krill, it then gets turned into like tablets which you can take. It can also be used for pet food. Another thing can be used for is in aquaculture, so feeding to farmed fish to fatten them up. And in all these things, there are alternatives that we don't need to be using krill oil in this. It's purely just a way for these companies to be lining their pockets and making money, taking food from animals which do need it to survive, to produce products which the human race doesn't need.
Yeah. Where exactly is this sanctuary and how big is it proposed to be?
So the sanctuary which Greenpeace is supporting is in the Weddell Sea, which is it's sort of the other side of Antarctica from Australia. If you go straight down from the pointy bit of Chile, you'll more or less come to the Weddell Sea. And if and when this sanctuary gets designated, it would be the largest protected area on Earth. And that's 1.8 million square kilometres. Mm. It would be the largest protected area on Earth, whether land or sea. So it would be a really huge win. Most importantly, what it would do is act as a catalyst to get even more ocean protection. Our oceans around the world are in crisis from many human-made abuses, and scientists have come together to say that 30% of our oceans need to be designated ocean sanctuaries in order for them to still be healthy and providing, resilience for our planet. So if we can get this Antarctic Ocean Sanctuary designated, we can move on to even bigger goals, and to get that 30% protected, that would be the really big win.
Mm. And do you think if it is declared a sanctuary, that other nations that might not have been involved in this will respect that?
So the Antarctic Ocean Commission is made up of a number of different countries and the EU. Hmm. And they have to decide on consensus for Antarctic Ocean sanctuaries to be designated. They did that in the end of 2016 when the Ross Sea Marine Protected Area was designated. So we know that they can do it, which is why we're positive that they will also go for this Antarctic Ocean sanctuary in the Weddell Sea. And so if all these countries who are involved in the Antarctic are putting their hand up and saying, yes, let's designate this area, we'd also then expect that they would be respectful and make sure that it is enforced as well. And ultimately, it is down to the Antarctic Ocean Commission to make sure that the ocean sanctuaries are protected, and also down to industry and other vessels which might be down there to be self-reporting and also reporting on each other if they see anything, you know, going on that shouldn't be.
So this would include activities like whaling, but also presumably exploring or drilling for oil?
Yeah, absolutely. So it would mean that the whole area would be off limits from any harmful human activities. There would still be scientific work, which we'd support, particularly, you know, the kind of things we've been doing with the ship down there, of going down and having a look at what's going on in the ecosystem there in a way which is beneficial and not harmful. But any large-scale industrial activities would be off limits, which should, really be fantastic.
And there's a deadline, isn't there, for this mission? What's the deadline and what's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Antarctic Ocean Commission will be meeting in October this year. They actually meet in our very own Hobart here in Oz. Hmm. And they meet yearly. And so they'll be meeting this year and they'll be discussing this Antarctic Ocean Sanctuary. It was always on the agenda that they'd be discussing it, but, you know, particularly the number of people around the world who've joined this campaign now, we're very nearly at the 1 million mark of petition signatures to the Antarctic Ocean Commission saying that they want this declared. You know, we've all together with all those people really made sure that this is at the top of the agenda, and we'll be watching very closely in October when the Antarctic Ocean Commission meets to hopefully get this ocean sanctuary designated and win the campaign and move on to the next ocean sanctuary.